Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Fan Morning Show is brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company. Jeff Hathorne, Doran Dickerson, Donnie Chedrick here at the Upper St. Clair Volunteer Fire Department. It's the 2025 Fan 5 Alarm Marathon. Adam Crowley and Andrew Filippone from 8 to 10:30 to take you home.
And, Jeff, we have an offer from another Jeff, our buddy Jeff Myers from the Myers Law Group, the sponsor of this 6 a.m. hour. The first five first responders to call the office get free power of attorney, health care directive, and will. Just call 724-778-8800. So a thank you to our friends with the Myers Law Group.
I don't know if people realize how much of a pain that can be.
Yes, yes.
Because, right? Donnie, do you have a will, Donnie?
I actually do, believe it or not. Yeah, my dad's very ahead on that stuff. Ooh. So,
because I didn't until kids, and it's like there's a lot that goes into
this. There's a lot. Wow,
and to have that peace of mind, that's awesome for the Myers Law Group to do that. That's really cool. So the first five.
Mm-hmm. First five first responders.
That's awesome. Fan X is brought to you by South Hills Kia and Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.nom. Not dot nom?
Dot nom.
That would be a whole different place.
That would be, yeah.
Dot net.
Vietnam, I guess that was Vietnam.
That was combining net and com, and it became dot
nom.
All right, sleep deprivation continues here at the Upper St. Clair Volunteer Fire Department, but you can help out. Anybody can help out. You could stop by. We've got raffle ticket prizes. Or you could text FIRE to 412-207-3456. Doran, did Mason get sold something that wasn't real, or do you think all along he knew, all right, this is going to happen?
I think that they were actually, for the first time in his career, dealing with the Steelers straightforward to him. Before, obviously, whenever they drafted him. And, you know, I mean, Mason's got a lot of opportunities. Let's not get it twisted. But, you know, Mason did get shafted a few times whenever he was in Pittsburgh, just being probably the better quarterback on the roster and not getting opportunities and being moved to third. But I think this time around, after how it transpired last year in Tennessee for him, they gave him, a lot more money probably than he probably expected, $4.5 million. And coming off of a season last year, like, that's kind of unheard of if you really think about it. As a backup, like, you get $4.5 million and you throw, what, how many picks and, you know, barely play last year? No, I think that they were straightforward with him. I think they're like, listen, we are going to go after another free agent quarterback. You probably will be the backup but have opportunity to start. I don't know if they necessarily said it would be Aaron Rodgers, but they probably were like, you have an opportunity possibly to start, how this free agency shakes out at the quarterback position, but we are looking for a number one quarterback. We're bringing you in here as the number two, and we're going to give you $4.5 million.
Yeah, and I think he realized that, I'm sure he realized that at the time of signing, but then also when he talked to you guys a couple weeks ago, and he brought up, he's like, well, I mean, you know, they're paying me as if I'm a backup. Like he knew the financials of it. He wasn't getting paid to be some franchise savior, even if it's only for one season. So, I mean, I agree with what Doran said. Like, for the first time, really, they probably brought him in and were like, hey, man, you know, you're going to be the backup here, assuming, and we're probably going to sign a veteran quarterback. I actually think this kind of works out for him because they signed a guy that's 41 years old and has had a recent serious injury. So, who's to say that he makes it through the entire season? I think that's a tall task to have Aaron Rodgers be clean through 18 weeks of an NFL season. So he probably looks at this as, you know, even if you want to feel for him, and I'm sure, you know, he's like a little bit down about it that it finally happened. I mean, it takes one play. I mean, we're four plays right into the season in New York 2 years ago. And who knows if that doesn't happen again. I mean, it's a 41-year-old quarterback. It could take a second for Mason to be the guy whole season or even just a game. It doesn't matter. But I think he'll have a chance at some point to play. There's going to be a point where Rodgers has to exit a game at some point over the 3-4 months of an NFL season.
Yeah, the older you get in the NFL and the many years that you can play, the smarter you get. And not just smarter on the field, but even off the field and how to negotiate and, you know, kind of, you know, knowing the ins and outs of that process. And I think that Mason may have almost guided that meeting whenever he met with the Steelers to come back. He probably asked all the right questions. Are you going to draft a quarterback? Are you going to sign a quarterback? What is the plan for me? What is the plan for me if this happens? What's the plan for me if that happens? Why not? He has nothing to lose. The Steelers wanted him back, you know, at the end of the day. And obviously he's very comfortable here and probably wanted to come back. But I'm sure he asked a lot of valid questions that made him, settle on what his role was going to be this year.
Do either of you think or would prefer that they just would have had Mason as a starting quarterback?
No. I've actually been on that train pretty much the whole offseason for maybe the reason that most people don't want. It's not like I think, okay, well, if they have Mason, like, they'll be just fine. I think he could be as good as Aaron Rodgers. I don't think that. I am okay with this team at this point having a down year. Even by their standards, that could just be 7-10, 6-11. Like, people need to understand how vital the 2003 season actually was to the last two decades. They were bad. They got a pretty high draft pick just outside of the top 10. A big-time quarterback fell to them, and their next two decades were set in stone. Like, they did not lose again. Didn't have a single losing season. They won multiple Super Bowls. They went back to a third. They were in the AFC Championship, what, like four or five times maybe with Ben by the end of it? I don't think that's the worst thing in the world because I feel Rodgers, the floor is 9-8, like the absolute worst-case scenario with Rodgers starting majority of the season is right back where we started from. The ceiling definitely higher than it was with Rudolph. Like I think Rudolph, it was like ceiling 9-8, floor 6-11. Now it's 9-8, 11-6, and at the very best a playoff win. But I don't know if it gets further than that with Rodgers.
I did not want to see Mason Rudolph as the starter for all the games this year. He's not an all-the-games, all-season quarterback, starting quarterback in the NFL. He's a backup quarterback. He could go in there. He could probably win you some games in chunks. I mean, that's what he is. That's what he's getting paid for. That's what he always has been. Why not go for something this year? Because you have all the compensatory picks. You have so many picks next year. You don't necessarily have to be bad this year in order to get your quarterback for next year. What do they have, 3/3, 2/4, 2/5? Like, you're going to be able to package something up to move up in the first round with that amount of picks. So, no. Mason Rudolph, I think he'd be more than exposed if he had to play a full season this year, and especially in this division.
Fan Twitter poll is brought to you by R.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement. I am all over this. P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement, trustpj.com. Our thanks to P.J. Fitzpatrick for sponsoring it. We are at the Upper St. Clair Volunteer Fire Department. It's a Fan 5-Alarm Marathon. We are raising money for volunteer fire departments, not just in Upper St. Clair, but all over our area. You could text FIRE to 412-207-3456 or go on our website at 937thefan.com. Guys, when we come back, should Roman Wilson get a chance to win number two? Or now that you've got Aaron Rodgers, does a spending spree have to happen and you need to change some things on that roster? That as we continue. It's a Fan 5-Alarm Marathon on 93.7 The Fan.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Let's get an update from the Guardian Protection Tote Board. And we really want to get to 100,000 if we can. We're at $57,028. Now, you can make a donation. You can come out here. Come enter the raffle. You can make a donation online at 937thefan.com or text FIRE to 412-207-3456. And guys, I know we've gotten a chance to interact with some of these guys. I mean, salt of the earth. They'll do anything for you. And every community just needs a little bit more to help out.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, doesn't it remind you of, like, being back in the locker room a little bit, just all the amenities and everything? And I know that, you know, being back in the locker room, you're going out there and just playing football. Being in here with, you know, the camaraderie that they all have, you're going to go save some lives. So it's a little bit different than playing a sport, but it just, you know, just a nice, you know, building here. And, you know, it does cost a lot. So anything to help these firefighters and first responders, I mean, they are the some of the best people you could ever meet, and volunteering their time to help help us, help people.
Yeah, I mean, I think that is a good analogy. I didn't really think of it, but I mean, it's like, it's almost like it's high school,
yeah,
or I guess college pre-NIL, you could say, when, you know, because they're not getting anything financially for, like, the great work that they're doing. And again, they're not going out there to play a game. Like, they are saving lives potentially every single call they get. I mean, and they had a big one a little bit earlier, yeah, this morning. Fortunately, there was nobody in the house. It was like an under construction type deal. So one of them said that's like the first big check mark,
yeah,
off the board. Like, that's probably a big sigh of relief for them, honestly.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you find out, like, it's just a structure fire and there's nobody in it, I'll ask one of them, but I'd imagine that's a little, like, breath of fresh air for them when they find out, like, okay, there's nobody inside. We just have to put this thing out.
Well, I think of when those storms hit at the end of April and when roads were closed, like, who is out there directing traffic?
Right.
Volunteer firefighters. They were out there helping the police, making sure everybody was safe in the community. They're awesome. Does Aaron Rodgers need more help? Or do you want to see Roman Wilson get a chance to kind of show what he could do as a potential two with a Robert Woods and a Calvin Austin?
I think he needs more help. I think that Roman Wilson should not be pushed and thrust into a position where he has the pressure of being a number two receiver. You haven't seen enough of him yet. You obviously like him because you drafted him in the third round. You just don't know about what – you don't know his longevity through a season yet. So you can't thrust him in the role that's a number two receiver in an offense and expect him to produce at this point. I think Roman Wilson should be placed in a position where he could earn his way up the depth chart in the receiver room to potentially in the future become a number two receiver. Right now, I think you still need another body. You still have some cap space left. There's some guys that are free agents. There could be, you know, another trade. I mean, Terry McLaurin, I know that, you know, people pay attention to that. He's obviously upset with Washington. If you got Terry McLaurin, that's a whole different story. We're having a whole other show, though. I mean, because now they're, in my opinion, they're legit contenders. But I think Roman Wilson should be in a position where he can earn his way up the depth chart but still get a number two stopgap receiver this year.
Yeah, we saw five or six snaps of Roman Wilson last year. That was it. I think he played in the Vegas game for a hot minute. He was in and out of there, and that was all she wrote. And otherwise, it's just a bunch of football and shorts highlights. And, I mean, I'm not dogging anybody that's out there. I mean, Jeff, you're out there all the time. Jack Hillgrove, who's still hanging out here with us, he's out there all the time for his TV job. That's all we've seen from him.
Receivers look great in shorts.
Right. I mean, whenever
you don't have to get hit, it's nice.
When you're playing against air, when you got an invisible defense out there, you don't often look very bad.
Right.
And that's all we've seen from him. I do think they're going to just try to get one of his buddies. I know Alan Lazard is still under contract with the Jets. I would imagine he tries to push for something like that. We were looking a little bit overnight when we were on from midnight to 2, and I want to say it was around like 4.6 his number's at. But, I mean, what, Randall Cobb's retired. Jordy Nelson's retired.
Greg Jennings.
Yeah, I feel like James Jones is retired.
James Lofton.
Yeah. So, I mean, unless they call like Mercedes Lewis to be like an old man tight end.
Is he still playing? I think he's still playing.
He did as of last year.
Yeah.
Well, one of the next up guys mentioned Tyler Boyd.
I think that.
Because he was from Clairton. But is Tyler Boyd a fit?
No. I don't think the Steelers. I don't think that they like him.
I think they took serious offense to what he said a couple years ago.
Uh-huh.
I mean, I'm sure they're not the only organization that would, but they're definitely one of them that would. Like maybe some others would say, it's words he said back in what 2021. Like we're not going to worry about that. But the pride that the Steelers take in being the Steelers. To have a kid from your backyard
right.
Say, yeah, these guys quit in a game, and we beat them up. That probably stings them. So they probably say, you know what, like, we don't need them. We'll get somebody else.
Fan Hotline is presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. This hour of the Fan 5 Alarm Marathon is brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. And a shout-out to Jeff Myers, who stopped by yesterday and made a $500 donation here to the Fan 5 Alarm Marathon, which is awesome. We want you to come out. We've got a boot here that needs to be filled. Help out the volunteer fire departments. You know who helped out the volunteer fire departments? Paul Skeens. Let's discuss what he said about winning and the Pirates.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.